Our official stance on this podcast is that Moana is 10 times better than Frozen, and we refuse to acknowledge Frozen in the Disney universe.
I've never seen either. Me either.
They're both amazing.
And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Has the football. Short drop. Lobs one down the sideline for Binns. He's got it. Touchdown. 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 Armand Binns.
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is bobble and caught.
Yeah!
AJ Green makes the catch on the ricochet Hail Mary as a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah Green.
And welcome to the show. The Bengals suck.
That was abrupt.
It was very abrupt. We were still talking about rap.
Jesus.
I would rather talk about rap, actually. You guys like rap?
Oh yeah, I'm down with the hip hop.
fake
Jay-Z. I like Jay-Z.
There's talk he might be an NFL owner soon.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe the Bengals he'll buy the Bengals when they relocate.
Jeff?
I'd be all right with that. I'm so sick of this Bengals team already.
hey, listen. They were really close to winning twice already this year. That's
true.
Something to be said for that.
What's that? What can we say about that?
Something.
The playoff committee will take that into account.
Yeah,
when it's time
to...
Oh, good.
Moral victories. They feel good.
Yeah. Hey, at least we get to play in prime time next week.
Yeah, that'll work out well.
That's going to be the move for three teams. It's going to be fantastic.
The worst rated Monday night game in a while. Because most houses in West Virginia don't get ESPN. So
or water.
Wow.
Wow, dude. We're not playing the Lions.
You just alienated like 75% of our fan base. Just kidding. I don't think we have any. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really care anymore either. Like Whit said before we were recording. Well, we were recording, but you're just not going to hear it.
Might.
Unless you
might.
An iron gold.
Ball's in your court, Dan.
Make him look like an idiot, Dan.
But like the level of apathy in sports right now for us is just bad. Like I was mad today because they gave, and I knew I was, I said I was gonna not let myself get mad because I knew exactly what was gonna happen. They were gonna get back in it, they were gonna have a chance to win it, and they didn't, obviously. And that's what I saw coming the whole way. When the Bills weren't pulling away, that's what I felt was gonna happen. And it's just one of those things where it's like, fuck them. Like, I'm so sick of them. I said on Twitter today, too. Like, just move the fucking team. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm going to get pissed off every week when they lose, and that's not good for my health. But, like, I don't get excited to watch the games anymore. I don't get excited about watching even some of our younger guys have opportunities. Like, today with, what's his name, Darius Phillips. Like, he had some pretty big plays, and I'm like, that was really awesome for him. But, like, it doesn't make me excited for the future. Like, it should. Like, and maybe it's because I'm verbal meme Squidward looking through the blinds at Patrick and SpongeBob having fun. But that's how I feel right now. And like
Who's
Jeff
Patrick
said,
Patrick and SpongeBob in this
Giants
analogy.
Fans.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, like yeah. Giants fans and just like other fans with Giants fans, Cardinals fans, hell, even Panthers fans today with what's his name? Kyle, what the hell's his name?
Kyler Murray.
No.
Johnson.
Does he play for the Panthers?
Oh, that's just, Kyle Allen. Is
it Johnson?
No, Allen. It's something. It's Allen, yeah. Kyle Allen.
I'm at the, since the Bengals are 0-3, I'm a head out phase of SpongeBob memes.
And then it's like, you know, you see all these other teams that are just excited with their young, good quarterbacks or their young core. And
we get Dalton rolling in on a go-kart with fucking Mike Brown.
And then it's like,
knowing he's going to pay him $100 million.
Even if they get, a top two or three pick next year, like, they're not taking a quarterback. They will take another position player that is not going to contribute or be in a position where they can't contribute immediately. Like, one O-lineman, the number one pick at an O-lineman, is not going to save this offensive line.
Yeah, because he's going to get hurt.
Exactly. So, like, it's not... That's what's frustrating, is just knowing they're going to be in a position where they can really change the direction of the franchise at the draft, and they're not going to do it. So I'm already mad about the draft.
We're just one left tackle away from having that anchor.
He did it again. Solid. He did it again. He jumped off sides at the end of the quarter.
With a chance to throw up a prayer and go into the half, down seven.
He just gets so excited about going into the locker room. I think he's got like a stash of Twinkies in his locker or something.
So we were driving back. We were driving back from the Reds game, and I was so like out of it because I'm like, they're fucking playing terrible. I didn't have fun at the Reds game because they were losing, and it's quiet in the car. My kids back there with her grandpa, grandma, and I just yell, "Motherfucker!" when Andre Smith jumped off sides. Like, I couldn't take it. I just snapped. I just yelled. Year,
first words.
So my kid's first word is going to just, she's going to scream, "Motherfucker."
Or worse things, I guess, the kid.
And I couldn't help it. I just went, "You motherfucker!" And I called him a fat fuck, too. I said, "Fat fuck." So, which is a lot coming from me. So,
I'll be honest. I was at the Res game for a little bit, too. Got home. Tried to put one of the kids down for nap, and he decided he wasn't going to do that. And then went downstairs to watch the Bengals game in the second half. And that's the first time I even knew what the score of the Bengals game was, because I didn't even bother checking in on it because I was like, I don't really give a shit.
So did the kid watch the game with you, or?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to expose him to that at this young age. I feel like it'll... ruin his love of sports like it has mine.
Oh, I just don't. I just.
I want to give him. I want to give him a chance.
I agree. It's just not. Fun to watch.
I married a Canadian, so she can use.
Wait, let me do this math.
She might as well be.
Upper Peninsula is more or less Canada. Anyway.
It is Canada. So that's the thing too. Is like I don't. I don't want my
Red Blacks fan.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Of course, dude. No, I. That's the thing is, like, I've said from day one, like, I don't want my kids to have to be Bengals fans. Like, be Reds fans. Enjoy that tradition because they may be good again someday. The Bengals will never be good again, and they don't have tradition. They've got like 5 good years in their entire franchise. Like,
hey 50, it only takes 50, one.
50.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is like, so, yeah, like I said, Canada, but Upper Peninsula, Michigan. So, like, they're all Packers fans up there. So, like, they've got, even when they're bad, they're in the same boat as the Reds, where they've got that tradition to lean on and be proud of. There's literally nothing to be proud of. There's ownership in our family. There's, nice. But there's no, like, nothing to be proud of, like, as a Bengals fan. Like, what? You hang your hat on the 09 season?
We don't have like a fucking team NFL or team Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We don't have retired numbers. We got nothing.
No.
Got that Fear the Tiger CD from back in like the early 2000s. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was cool.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Bootsy Collins. Come on, dude.
Chris Collinsworth disowned us.
Oh. That's the thing, too, is like I don't...
disowned him back.
I used to really... really, really hate when former players didn't, like, they weren't ambassadors for the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing what you know now, what kind of comes out in the wash about hearing how the Bengals have almost no alumni outreach as far as, like, bringing guys back, they don't really, once they're gone, they're gone. Like, there's really no, but like Chad Johnson begs for opportunities to come do stuff with the Bengals, and they just don't, they don't care. Like, they just know. Like, do you realize how much of an influence he is on like social media and in pop culture still? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got a massive following. Like, he could make the Bengals cool. Like, he could make, like, but they just don't let it happen. Like, they should be trotting Anthony Munoz out on everything they do. They should be having Kenny Anderson do stuff. Kenny Anderson, to get any sort of FaceTime, has to go on, like, ESPN 1360 with Mo Egger and stuff. He should be doing stuff with the Bengals. Like, that's just what's frustrating. Like, they just don't care. And it's never going to change until Mike Brown dies. And even then, I don't know, maybe Katie and Troy, they're brainwashed enough where they're not going to change things either. But, like, the fact that guys are wearing Boomer's number right now, have they issued Munoz's number? I feel like someone's had to have had wear 70.
I don't think they've issued it.
Okay. I don't think anybody's ever worn Munoz.
But, like, Boomer's number's being worn. Dalton's wearing Kenny Anderson's number with Kenny Anderson's permission, so that's a little different. But they just, it's just so frustrating. Like, it's just, and then you see how the Reds do things. And it's like every single weekend, it seems like, or every single like season, there's like special weekends throughout the season. It's like, okay, we've got the 76 Reds back this year. We got the 90 Reds back this year. Like, they've got the Hall of Fame, which is one of the best like individual team Hall of Fames in all of sports. Like, it's just, and they've got more tradition to, you know, lean on, but they also, you know, are proud of, you know, their past. And maybe that's because there's nothing to be proud of as a Bengal fan, but it's still frustrating to see how two teams in the same city operate completely differently when it comes to
somebody beat the fan involvement.
I saw that. It happened like two or three times this year. I think
I won an iPad.
Nice.
Is that what it was?
I think that's what they said the prize was.
Do you think you would do it for an iPad?
I don't think I would beat him in a race.
He's zipping around that warning track pretty quick today.
My problem would be stopping and turning, and I'd probably just run right into the wall.
It's a semi-straight line. Like, it's, there's no like sharp turns.
I'd blow a tire and go head first in the wall.
I'd blow a tire by the time I got the right center. Yeah.
What?
I was kind of like.
Yeah. I'd blow a tire. Yeah.
I was kind of like punching the wall a little bit when we were going around today, like, and thinking about like guys like Puig running into the wall.
Yeah.
I'm like, no wonder they get hurt, because there isn't. There's no give to it.
It's pretty dense.
It's like thinner than those old pads that you had in like gym class. Like, that would protect you on the wall.
Yeah. It's like, there's not much to it.
And it's like, there's less give in the Reds ones than there is in the old gym class ones.
Yep. Yep.
So. Yeah, Whitty and I went to the game today and did a little parade.
Not together.
Not together.
Want
to be clear, we were not
having fun of that.
Unexpectedly saw him there.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was cool. They did fan appreciation, which was kind of neat. They were giving away prizes each inning based on where you were sitting. It was kind of like Max saying, it's pretty cool. They do all kinds of giveaways and stuff.
Was today Marty's last game?
No, it's Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Thursday's the radio giveaway. That's kind of cool.
I'm excited for that. We we were down there Friday, and we were in the, it's not called the Champions Club anymore, called the Fox Sports Ohio Club or whatever it's called.
Yep.
My brother decided he wanted to treat all of us to that for one time. He's been wanting to go down, and he just decided, like, hey, let's all go do this one time this year to pick a night and go down. And other than the food, like, there wasn't much to be excited about at the game either that night, although we got to see Pete DeLonzo hit his 50th home run, hit it through the smokestacks.
As I say, it looked like it went right above the Tundra sign.
Yep. And it was one of those balls that was like low and outside, and he still just absolutely crushed the ball. It's like, he's impressive. But shout out to all the idiots in the Seventh Line Army or whatever they're called for the Mets fan club. Remember back in May when they got all butthurt about Jesse Winker making that offensive gesture to them?
Yes.
I think it's called a hand wave is what it is.
Sage W on this, this podcast.
They, they you know, jumped the gun and organized a fan trip to Cincinnati for this weekend series so they could sit in left field and harass Jesse Winker all series.
Oh, they owned him.
Jokes on them. He's been hurt for like 4 months. So
got him.
So they came down to Cincinnati to see a team that's still four games out of the wild card.
But they got to enjoy our beautiful city.
They did.
It was Oktoberfest
going on? Yeah.
And I mean, it must be nice walking the streets of a city that just doesn't smell like piss.
So. I mean, depends on where you're at.
Yeah, Oktoberfest maybe did change that a little bit, but. But yeah, so, you know, thanks for spending, you know, thousands of dollars and boosting our economy a little bit.
We're thriving thanks to you.
Yeah, thank you. So that's what happens when you have knee jerk reactions to a platoon player waving to your fans after catching a ball. So enjoy. And I hope you enjoyed our city.
Yeah, you can't see it right now, New York fans, but I'm waving goodbye to you.
In your face. Oh, let New York fans know he's not waving.
No, don't tell them. God damn it.
They're all going to show up to your job next year.
What, this podcast?
Yeah.
Jokes on you, this podcast is going to be around next year.
Yep. They're just going to be sitting in your side yard while you're not recording at night. So, it's all right. I think you can shoot them in Ohio, can't you? I know Dan is good. Dan would be fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. You won't have to mow either because they'll eat all the grass.
So there's not a whole lot else to talk about in Cincinnati sports right now.
Oh,
FC Cincinnati tied, so cool. That's the best part. I saw it on Twitter. It was like FC Cincinnati improves their record with a draw. I'm like, hey.
Yeah,
I guess that's not wrong.
It's a beautiful morning.
Technically, that's not incorrect, but
they are the hottest team in Cincinnati right now.
They are. Name a team that's won more recently, or name a team that hasn't lost more recently. Oh, Jesus. It's funny because it's soccer and nothing makes sense or matters.
Yeah.
It's like, whose line is it anyway? Welcome to Whose Line Is It Anyway, where the points don't matter.
Thanks, Drew.
It's Cleveland on TV. I got excited.
Drew, you really let yourself go.
Yes.
Wow.
You went the opposite direction.
Yep. But yeah, they, I don't know. Does anybody else have anything fun or exciting to add? We joked on the group text about it being a 15-minute episode, and we are at about 15 minutes.
I was going to say, did we joke about that? I thought we were.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we're all just kind of fed up.
Kind of like what Jeff does every week. Like, hey, you guys, maybe we shouldn't record because the Bengals suck, LOL.
Yeah.
The Bengals are single-handedly destroying this podcast.
We'll send Mike Brown the bill for everything we bought in anticipation of this thing going.
Give me $40 for my snowball microphone, and you can pay our
piss fees.
How much is that cricket earning?
Our therapist.
Oh, he works for free. No, I was going to say pay our WordPress account.
Yeah. I don't know.
So since the Bengals suck, the only thing that I root for now is my money. And I had another 8-game parlay that was one game away from hitting. So I'm going to go count myself.
What game cost you?
Chargers, Texans. I unfortunately picked the Chargers. And I got the other 7 out of 8 right.
Don't mess with Texas.
Right.
Did you see Big Cat's Instagram post where he said it was a picture of Philip Rivers walking off the field, disappointed with his head up in the air? And it said this picture could literally be from any Sunday afternoon of the last 15 years.
It's true, it's man.
Like, so true. Like it. And I was trying to think, like, it seems more often than not, like they cut into. Like, all right, we're going to head out to wherever the Chargers are. And you know, it's them, you know, literally driving to try to win the game, and they throw
exactly
a yeah
what it was today too. Yep. This was a drive to tie it, but
yep.
they got down to on the 20-yard line, 30-yard line, and he ran out of time. So
yep.
he's probably just disappointed because he didn't tie the Senators at overtime, because that means it's sooner he has to get home to all those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a break.
Cost me $600.
Hey. The more bets you put out there, the more likely you are to win.
True. All right. Who wants to meet me at Hollywood tonight?
I'll be there.
I am off.
Feeling the itch.
Tomorrow.
Are you?
When's the last time you worked?
I'm off.
Did you get laid off?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on vacation.
I'm off till Wednesday.
I'm going to Gatlinburg this weekend slash nice. This week. So I won't be on the podcast. Don't let them. You will not besmirch my name.
Hey, here's a preview. The Bengals are going to lose and we're going to all be upset.
No, the Bengals will still find a way.
We're going to be really happy because they'll make Pittsburgh. Oh yeah. It's right. Monday night.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be a good podcast next week.
Monday night. It'll also be 10 minutes long. Because we won't have anything to talk about.
Well, Stan's not here. He got arrested on the way down to Gatlinburg for soliciting prostitution. So
maybe
short pod tonight, folks.
We can just play this one again next week.
Yeah.
Or we could. I don't know. I don't feel like doing it because logistically, I don't know if the four of us are capable of doing it. But we could just do a halftime pod on Monday night. That way we're forced to keep it short.
That's up to you guys. I won't be here.
Not a bad idea.
I don't feel like Wit is going to stay up that late on a weeknight.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll talk. You guys will find out. Everybody will find out.
You'll meet her.
You'll meet her.
Quick, Jeff.
Not say something about a show. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What? Say a quote from a show randomly now. Please. We made a quote joke of something that was relevant. Now you have to say something irrelevant that's loosely tied to one of the characters from that show or movie.
No.
Say something from Bill Hader on Saturday Night Live.
You're a bird.
All right. I think we've officially ran out of things to talk about now.
I don't know.
You can find something.
So
maybe Jeff will tell that story like again about driving stuff? Home from the Reds game.
Ooh, yeah, tell us that one, Jeff.
That was good. Yeah.
Did you guys.
Okay. See you next week.
Bye.
So you guys as fans, how about you give us ideas for hobbies that we can get into besides sports? What do you want to hear us talk about next week?
Gambling is not working.
Yeah.
Gambling's not working. Maybe we can power rank energy drinks. We can do
Monster number one.
Well, yeah, but there's like 15 monsters.
Kickstart orange number one.
I'm going old school today.
I love Red Bull too.
Fuck Red Bull.
I miss the 180s.
The red 180s. Yeah, they were all right.
Remember the amps?
180s was the Sunny D one, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was Sunny D, but it kind of tasted like Sunny D.
Yeah.
I liked the amp a lot in college.
Yeah, we'll power rank, even though we kind of all just gave, we all just showed our hand. Figure out, maybe we'll miss Dan, so we'll.
Jeff's going to pick Nas. Douchebag.
Nas was good. Cherry.
No, it wasn't.
I know, it tastes like batteries. Like a 9-volt.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Tune in next week. We got Kobe Bryant coming on the show.
Motherfucker.
Have a good week.
From the Bearcats.
Yeah.
Sorry about this week.